and the feathers so pretty, they always have eggs and always raise a little chicken. People are like that too. In other words, when you get married, you have a family. See, have a family, have children. See, in her own way of telling me, see, I was just a little girl. And she raised chicken, and she can't read. She's never been one day to school. Not one day did she get into school, because my grandfather don't believe educating girls. He said, oh, the girls don't have to be too smart. If they're too smart, nobody want to marry her.
Tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We have finished this there. Right. Anyway. Well, my mother is such a wonderful woman. She loves all this. When she was up in the hills, in Alma Den, they have to go. Her job was to go and get the water from the well, you know, get the water from the well. And she noticed that there was a hummingbird with a nest over the tree there. And every day she climbed up to see that nest. And one day she found the nest had two little eggs as big as a cherry pit. And she watched it every day until the hummingbird was hatched. She took that two birds and took it back home and put it on her bed, over the bed, to nail a little cigar box. She raised those two hummingbirds. I said, well, how did you feed the bird? Oh, I cooked some sugar water and I put it in my mouth. Every day I pick up them and I just feed them. These birds every day would climb on her shoulder when she goes out to draw the water. So one day she said, go back inside. Tell the bird, and the bird flew back. And the cat got the two birds. She cried and she cried for months. Till now when she grows, she tells us the story. Every time I see a hummingbird, I think of my mother. I would think of the story she told me, how she raised those hummingbirds. Mm. And she just loved life. That's all. And you want me to tell about the cactus? Yeah. She raised a cactus. The cactus was her main thing in the garden, and she all kinds of plants. But the cactus, she knows how to graft the cactus so they bloom a flower of different kind. She was wonderful that way. She has a wonderful personality and a very friendly person. And everybody that passed by her house, she said, oh, how do you do? Or good morning. I want to come and see my garden. Of course they want to come and see God. And so they come in the garden. One time a man came over, she said, I want to see your cactus. And she said, well, how did you make it bloom with another kind of flower? Oh, you do this and you do that and you graft it. And one day, she received a paper announcement of cactus and different kind of flower and her and his pictures on it. And this picture was a picture of the flower. And she couldn't read English. And she didn't know. So she took it across the street to my sister. Said, Mary, please tell me, what does this paper say with all this cactus? Oh, this man is going to show you how to graft these cactus. And it's going to charge, I don't know how much, for one person admittance. He said, oh, I want to go see it. I want to go see how he grafted. And my sister said, all right, tomorrow, I'll take you, Mom, I'll take you. So my sister took her to see this man, how to graft. She'd get a good choice of that. Say, why they are. I'm the one that taught him how to graft it. Now, he's making money off of my instruction to him. She was so disappointed. For days and days, she just said over and over again, say, why. Now, what else?
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? We're running a little
about
late.
This lady, the toast.
Oh, you want to say that toast?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
She has a little toast that's pretty cute.
This lady that goes around and teaches these new bride how to wail and sing. One day she was in a big party, she can hardly speak English, and she wanted to make a toast to everybody. She took up a glass of wine. She said, "How do you do, Balandi? Then the next year you have a new baby." She can hardly speak English, but she made a toast. Everybody laughed.
In case you didn't understand it, it was next year, hope you have a new baby. That's what it was.
How do you do, Balandi?
How do you do?
You have a new baby. That's all she know in English.
Okay, does anybody have any questions of Grace? Oh, Mary?
How did you meet your husband if it wasn't arranged?
Okay. Yeah, how did you meet your husband if it wasn't arranged?
Oh, we went to school together, and we met in school. And he didn't, when he first came from China, he didn't know a word of English. I had to be the interpreter. So whenever we, when we're a family together, these, we just say, "Who's the smartest in the family?" I said, "I am," because I had to teach him English. I had to teach him, I had to interpret for him.
Anybody else? There was somebody over here. Any other questions? No.
Excuse me, that wedding ceremony she described, how long did the actual ceremony take?
Now I can hear.
How long did that ceremony take, the wedding ceremony, the usual?
Oh, the whole thing? Oh, some 7 days and some 4 days. The poor bride.
It's mostly the poor bride.
Yeah, the bride had to stay in the that corner of the bed and sing these songs night after night, night after night.
Okay, any other questions? I think we should all thank Grace. Yes. Oh. Thank you.